You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a super regional edition of the Cards Cast, as Dan McDonald has his program once again on the road to Omaha, two wins away from getting to the College World Series, but those two wins out of a best of three series down at Texas A&M and Bluebell Park will not be easy. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, I've been to Bluebell Park. I saw the Aggies play Vanderbilt, two, 3 years ago down there. And it's a pretty impressive ballpark and a pretty formidable crowd. And now that it's postseason, I mean, that's going to ratchet it up even a bit more. So the Cardinals got a tough task on their hands, but you know, look forward to seeing how they do in the opener tonight, which is on ESPN at 8:30.
Yeah, it's like a football crowd. I mean, it really is. It's like a college football game. It's that rowdy atmosphere, that crazy atmosphere. I've actually been to a women's basketball game there at Texas A&M a few years ago when Louisville played Texas A&M. And I went to the stadium when it was empty. I remember walking around. It was cold and rainy the day that I was there, but I did walk up to the stadium and kind of checked it out, and it looked really cool. But seeing it on TV is just ridiculous. I mean, the actual hole, my gosh, I mean, this is crazy how they're just so into it. We think Louisville gets good crowds, and they do. I mean, they get great crowds in the postseason. But a place like this, man, it is just, it's nuts. And I expect it to be a very, very hostile environment tonight.
Yeah, and like Dan McDonald was saying yesterday in the super regional press conference down there in College Station, he said, they basically have to embrace the villain role, the bad guy role or whatever, because this crowd's going to jump all over him. So, being comfortable with that, and they've been in some tough, parks, obviously going to Florida State, is big, and they can get loud down there, and they got swept in that series. So hopefully that's a trip that they could learn glean from. And obviously when it's going to get loud, they need to be able to communicate. That was another point that he stressed, that, when the ball's hitting the gap, it's going to roar down there. So they need to be able to communicate, with what's going on the field as well. So it's going to be a challenge. And obviously Texas A&M, the team, is also quite good. One of the top eight national seeds coming in. Dan McDonald basically said they're kind of a mirror of what Louisville is, a little bit more of offensive instead of pitching. So it should be a really nice, intriguing matchup tonight that we'll see. Of course, Jared Poland getting the start for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think they're mirror images of each other. I think, when you look at the stats and you look at what they do, I mean, Louisville's got more guys that swing it for average. They don't, I think when they don't have as many guys over 300, obviously Louisville doesn't. So, but they are deep. I mean, Texas A&M doesn't, they are deep. And it's a team that, will be playing at home and that's a big advantage. I would really like Louisville. If Louisville was home, I would really like their chances to advance to, their sixth College World Series. I still think they've got a really good chance to do it. I just think it's going to be difficult because of being down there. Now, the fact that Louisville's played the schedule they have, because I do think, when you look at it, four teams from the ACC still alive. I do think that, that this is a year when people maybe don't realize just how good the ACC, I think, people know it's good, but I'm not sure they realize exactly how good. And this is a league. This is a league that is really, really talented.
No doubt. And when you talk about the Louisville and their offense, I mean, just thinking back to the regional, I mean, even with the loss to Michigan and then having to bounce back from that as a team, they hit 348, scored 49 runs, 23 extra bases in five games. I mean, that's pretty impressive what they're doing in the lineup. And it kind of mirrored what we've seen from the Cardinals all year long. It's not just, as you were talking about, Jody, I mean, this is a team, Louisville's a team that can hit for average, you know, from 1 through 9. We see guys all up and down the line contribute to this Louisville baseball team. You know, even, you know, the last time out, we saw some clutch two out hits from, you know, guys that are further down the line. You know, so if they can duplicate that type of effort 1 through 9 at the plate, you got to like Louisville's chances. Of course, you need strong pitching. Jared Poland did not have his best outing of the season in the regional. That's when Louisville lost to Michigan, really struggled. They gave up 9 hits, 7 runs, and I think just over 4 innings of work. But Riley Phillips, clearly best outing he's had this year. If he can, you know, even come close to doing what he did down there, Tate Keener, who could have been one of the guys you could have considered as one of the most outstanding players of the Louisville Regional, if he can continue the run that he's on the mound, then, yeah, I do like Louisville's chances. But, again, it's going to be difficult. And I think this game one clearly is quite important. I think whoever obviously gets game one, you certainly have an edge. But I like the fact that it's at night again, first pitch, 8:30 Eastern. You know, it's going to be hot down there, so the temperatures will start decreasing as the sun goes down. And I think that will – you know, make things, I don't want to say easier, but on Saturday, that heat is going to be much more of a factor in the game. And clearly that's, you know, something that Texas A&M may be a little bit more used to than Louisville. So I'd love to see the Cardinals get off to a great start, get that first game, take a breath, and then gear up for game two. But, you know, it's going to be tough.
So one thing I want to talk about real quick, then we'll get a little bit more into the nuts and bolts. But, Michael, this is the ninth Super Regional. Louisville's advanced to the Super Regional 9 times now in 14 NCAA championship berths. Think about that. 9 of 14, you've been in this final, in the Sweet 16, basically. That is a ridiculous, just a ridiculous number. And when you look at the notes that you have, and we talk about it all the time, Louisville's won during Dan McDonald's tenure more games than anybody in the country. And I think with that 9, I think that puts them second behind Florida State as the active team, or the team with the most Super Regionals in that time since 2007 as well. Speaking of Florida State, the news that just coming across as we're talking about this, but they fired Mike Martin this afternoon. So Mike Martin Jr. So there you go. Some breaking news there this afternoon. And that's kind of crazy to think about. That they did fire him. But my point being, any way you look at this, Louisville is one of the elite programs in college baseball and is going to stay that way. Now, they just have to kind of take that next step. And that next step is going on the road to a place like this and getting a regional victory and then going to the College World Series and winning a few games. That would be, to me, this is the year Louisville doesn't necessarily, or nobody necessarily thinks Louisville's going to get to the College World Series. And to me, this is, and I'm not predicting they're going to win a national championship, but this is how it's going to happen one of those years. You know what I mean? Like, I think the same thing with women's basketball. Like, one of the years when we don't necessarily expect it, they're going to make that run and they're going to do something. And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, and one of the, just, you know, we were going over some numbers there. Louisville played against a number of teams that made the NCAA postseason this year, went 13-11-1 against teams that made the NCAA field this year. Against teams that have advanced to the Super Regional, the Cardinals are 6-4 against those type of teams. So you like the odds there. Hopefully, again, they can get to 7-4 tonight. And Jody, you know, as I mentioned, Jared Poland didn't have his best outing. He was one of the guys, along with Dan McDonald and Ben Metzinger, that met with the media yesterday to preview the Super Regional. One of the things that he brought up, one of the things Dan brought up, was sometimes when you have a bad outing, that can kind of spark a much better outing the next time out. And we've seen that, obviously, in especially in baseball, it's, they call it a game of failure, where, you know, when you're hitting 3 out of 10 at the plate, that may not be good in most businesses or sports. That's fantastic in baseball. You know, same with, you know, a pitcher, you may have a terrible outing, and the next night you come out and you just, you know, you mow them down. So, you know, hoping to see a nice bounce back game from Jared Poland tonight. Hopefully he can get into the fifth, sixth innings and let that bullpen rest until later on in the game, and let them be more available as the series continues. But I think Jared is certainly a key for Louisville's efforts tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I'm pumped to see it. It'll be on ESPN. Look, to me, it sounds crazy, and we all laugh but Dan McDonald's, you know, sayings of never get too high, never get too low. We've gotten used to those. And yeah. And the one that I really think about, I've been thinking about today, is literally this weekend on the road when you're down there is win the inning, win the first inning, and see if you can do something. And, you know, when Louisville scores first, they're so much better. When Louisville scores first, they're so much better. And I just think that's how you've got to do it here, is you've got to jump out on these guys early and just swing it. So they can do that. I think the pitching's, the pitching staff hasn't proven me right yet. I hope they will at some point. I still am going to be hard-headed on this pitching staff and say that they're not as bad as they've shown sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, there have been good times, Michael. I think this is a pitching staff that just needs a little push, that needs a little edge. They're one guy short. You know what I mean? Like, they're one really good starter short of being a pitching staff that you can really kind of trust. And, you know, Keener was that guy early in the year, but he's not a starter. He's in the better role right now. And, you know, with him in that role and Liggett and Phillips pitching well, I like where they're at going into the weekend. They just got it. You know, Jared Poland's got to shove tonight and get off to an early start, and things will be good. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this weekend and see the Cards, and hopefully we'll get a trip to Omaha out of this.
Yeah, hope so. You know, as you mentioned, Louisville looking for their sixth trip to the College World Series, and you know, and that's just all coming from Dan McDonald tenure. I mean, it's just an impressive number. You know, but you mentioned, you know, Riley Phillips. I think that was his loss for a stretch there during the season. I think was one of the things that really kind of hurt the pitching staff. And we heard Dan talking about almost for about 3 straight weeks, we might get Riley back. We might get Riley back. But you know, Roger Williams, he's like, I'm going to be patient. I don't want to push him. You know, let's take our time. Let's make sure we're set. And then once he does come back, you know, they gave him an inning at the ACC, and then, you know, he came out in the regional and was just unbelievable. So I think losing him through the season obviously had an impact on the pitching staff as well, made some guys change their roles and all that. So, you know, knocking on wood, we'll see Jared get to his normal self tonight. Riley or whoever's going to start game 2, as Dan called it, you know, it's kind of TBD, as it's kind of been all year long for that second game. But, this is just the second time these two programs have met. The only other time was in 2017 College World Series. Louisville came out the victor, 8-4 in that game. I remember it was a pretty thrilling game. Louisville
put up a 5 spot early. Can we have Brendan McKay pitch that game again tonight? Can we call Brendan, even an injured Brendan McKay or on the men Brendan McKay? I'll take him, you know?
Yeah. You know, so hopefully, you know, history can kind of repeat itself in this series, and Louisville, uses this game 1 to spark itself to another trip to Omaha. Cause I'm certainly craving some Omaha steaks. You know, it's always good stuff out there, but thrilling game on deck tonight on ESPN, as you mentioned. It was on ESPNU. If you haven't seen the notice, it did get shifted to ESPN. So expect a great game. And Jody, you want to throw out a prediction?
I'm going to say Louisville wins tonight. Texas A&M, the Aggies. I couldn't think of their nickname. The Aggies win tomorrow. And let's just say it comes down. I think a high scoring game on Sunday and the Cards head to Omaha. Let's go to that. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. I think it's going to come out. You know, I think we'll see all 3 games. That if necessary game on Sunday, I think will happen. I do like Louisville's chances tonight. But again, I think a lot of that, even with an offense that may be hot, And I think it's still a lot of that's going to rest on Jared's shoulders. And if he's struggling, how quickly will Roger and Dan make the decision to go get him? So certainly something to watch for tonight when they get started at Bluebell Park in College Station tonight.
Yep, Louisville's ninth Super Regional. They're looking for a sixth trip to the College World Series. This has been a baseball edition of the Cards Cast. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. We will talk to you soon here at CardinalAuthority.com.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.